Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listeners still with me, Faisal, and I'm still accompanying you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Lots of information, lots of music that would like to entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, we have also here information. You know, the information, it is regarding about the process of Indonesian government in building electric vehicle battery material processing. Yes, chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anindya Bakri, has highlighted the country's ambition to become a reference for electric vehicle battery material processing standard in the world. According to Bakri, whose nickname is Anin, compliance with international standards would be in line with the Indonesian constitutions and be beneficial from a business perspective. He said that in the context of the global supply chain, Indonesian ambition is not only limited to producing battery materials for electric vehicles, but also how to produce them. He said Indonesia has unique potential, and Indonesia can produce battery materials by using green energy while still paying attention to carbon emission. For developing its electric vehicle industry ecosystem, he said Indonesia is open to business cooperation with all parties, and on the possibility of greater cooperation with China, he emphasized that Indonesia is currently trying to create balanced cooperation with Western countries. That's about the news here about the processing, yes, of electric vehicle battery material that will be built by Indonesia. Well, as the song that would like to accompany you is from Abdullah and the Kavisari with title Here Wina Natalia, here featuring with a song that would like to entertain you. Have nice listening.
Tuhan yang ku tahu Cinta takkan kemana-mana bila kita berdua, kita bersama, kita bahagia sederhana.
Cold state line. the low, hope is all to find.
Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest. A nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the thousand islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance. And drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of hot couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blends perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, still with me, Ahmad Faisal, that still loyal to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, talking about quote of the day, do you know Ki Hajar Dewantara? You know, he was born in 1889 and he passed away in 1959. Ki Hajar Dewantara, the father of Indonesian education, was a pioneering educator and nationalist who established the Taman Siswa school system, championing accessible education for all. He has wise words and he has also quote of the day here. Ing ngarsa sung tulada, ing madya mangun karsa tut uri handayani. At the front, set an example. In the middle, inspire. At the back, just support. He said that Ki Hajar Dewantara.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a Malay song titled Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. The song is created by Fir Azwar. It tells the story of Bidar. Fir Azwar writes this song as Bidar is slowly being forgotten with time. Bidar is another name for Pencalang Boat. Back in Palembang Sultanate era, Pencalang Boat, known for its speed, was used for river patrols to ensure the security of areas surrounded by rivers. Today, Bidar boat races are often held in Palembang, South Sumatra. The song Bidar Melaju also reflects the strong and competitive spirit of the Palembang community, symbolized by Bidar boat that keeps moving forward on the Musi River. Well, listener, let's enjoy the Malay song Bidar Melaju by Selina Salsabila. Enjoy.
Thank you. the legendary landscape of the largest crater lake in the world thrives a glorious civilization in North Sumatra. People live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape. With a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra, experience the awesome nature . Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals. Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural Mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, this is the time for me to share you again our information. Still, related to, you know, the willingness of Indonesian government in building giant sea wall in Java. President Prabowo Subianto is paying attention to the construction of the giant sea wall in Java. It was stated by Coordinating Minister for the Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono. As a follow-up, the government is reviewing the result of feasibility study on the giant sea wall, which will be built at several locations on the north coast of Java. According to the minister, the president has also discussed issues related to other main infrastructure projects, including the construction of the new capital Nusantara, as well as the development of housing and residential areas. Agus emphasized that the construction of the giant sea wall must begin soon. He said, when evaluating the feasibility study of the giant sea wall, the government will hear the opinions of experts from various disciplines, including construction and ecology, and invite open communication and active participation from various people. That's the plan of Indonesian government to build giant sea wall in Java.
I love you. That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara
tenor. Is this durian right? We test by striking it.
Suara tinggi.
We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so we strike it.
Loh, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian, we try stem.
Ini kalau pergi jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by a thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini,
just pick a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan,
you slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya,
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called durian bawor, or in Purworejo they have the durian kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
bila saja kau tahu yang ku rasakan pada dirimu. Oh, sulit untuk ku katakan betapa aku suka dirimu. Setiap kali ku menatapmu, kau memberi hati untukku. Mungkinkah kau wanita untukku? Setiap kali ku bersamamu, semua terasa indah bagiku. Dan ku tahu can keep my cool. Katakan padaku,
katakan,
bila ada yang membuat kau ragukan aku, isyaratkan aku, bila kau memang mau untuk menjadi milikku. Setiap kali ku menatapmu, kau memberi arti untukku. Mungkinkah kau wanita untukku? Setiap kali ku bersamamu, semua terasa indah bagiku. Dan ku tahu
every little thing you do, it feels so good.
And it feels so good. Can keep my cool. Setiap ku menatapmu, beri hati untukku. Setiap ku bersamamu, rasa indah bagiku.
Ku suka dirimu, isyaratkan aku. Usahlah kau ragu, bila kau tahu ku suka dirimu, isyaratkan aku. Usahlah kau ragu,
bila kau tahu, isyaratkan aku. Ku suka dirimu, isyaratkan aku.
West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biscuit koto baru asli or new original koto biscuit. The biscuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru city in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell but it is just heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of the cake, which is made from flour, coconut water and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaves and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. you can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Kamu cerita, mengapa kau menatapku manja, membuatku jatuh cinta pada pandangan pertama. Senyummu cerita, selalu membuatku terpana, seolah tak berdaya di terpa badai asmara. Kau bagaikan hangat mentari, membuat dunia bersinar lagi. Setiap ku pejamkan mata, kamu selalu ada. Kau selalu ada di hari. Dunia bersinar lagi. Setiap ku pejamkan mata, kamu selalu ada. Kau selalu ada. Selalu ada. Kau yang mengisi ruang hatiku. Ayahku coba dapatkan kamu. Takkan pernah rela, aku takkan pernah rela, aku takkan pernah rela. Bila kau tiada menjadi milikku.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy!
at RA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store.
The newsline. Minister addresses concerns over U.S. exit from WHO. Prabowo Subianto prioritizes drug combat as government program. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin stated that United States' exit from the World Health Organization might impact the organization's funding, although it will not affect funding for Indonesia. According to Sadikin, when met in Jakarta on Wednesday, on January 20th, Donald Trump was reinstated as President of the United States for the 2025 up to 2029 term. Let's come to the next news. President Prabowo Subianto is the first Indonesian president to make drug combat one of the government's priority programs as outlined in the Asta Cita missions. This was said by National Narcotics Agency Head Police Commissioner General Martinus Hukom recently. In point 7 of Asta Cita, President Prabowo is committed to strengthening political, legal, and bureaucratic reforms, as well as bolstering the prevention and eradication of corruption and drugs. That's a news line from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.